Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're hearing new details today about that grand jury proceeding that resulted in no charges against two officers for fatally shooting Breonna Taylor in Louisville. A member of the grand jury filed a court motion asking for permission to speak publicly about the proceedings and demanding that a transcript of the grand jury proceedings be made public, saying Kentucky's attorney general mischaracterized the proceedings and that jurors were never given the option of indicting the officers. Jess Clark is covering the story for member station WFPL in Louisville. Jess, tell us more about what this unnamed juror is saying about how Kentucky's attorney general mischaracterized what the jury concluded.
So the juror is calling on the court to order Attorney General Daniel Cameron to release the records and the transcripts from those proceedings and allow the jurors to speak publicly about those proceedings. And to remind you, the outcome, jurors brought charges against one of the three officers who conducted a raid on Breonna Taylor's apartment. And those charges were for wanton endangerment of Taylor's neighbors. And no one has been charged directly in her death. So what we don't know is what information Cameron actually presented to the grand jury and what charges he ultimately recommended.
But this is pretty explosive. Sorry. I just want to jump in and say this unnamed juror is saying that while Cameron, the attorney general, said jurors agreed that the officers shot Breonna in self-defense after her boyfriend fired his own gun, not knowing they were police, she seems to be saying they did not and that they weren't given the option of indicting the officers.
Well, I think what the lawsuit is saying is that they want the information from the proceedings to come out. So they want the evidence that was presented to them to be available to the public as well. Cameron has really laid the responsibility of that charging decision at the feet of the jury, and has dodged questions about what charges he actually recommended. And so the juror, in so many words, is saying, well, we want that information to be public too. We want people to know what information was presented to us and how we made that decision.
Again, that mischaracterized is quite a word there. We'll find out if we see the transcripts how the jury members feel that the AG mischaracterized what they actually did. But how are people there in Louisville reacting?
I think that people really have an appetite for more information about this case. I mean, for 6 months, the community, the family, and journalists have been waiting for this decision to come from Cameron. Yeah. And I think a lot of people anticipated getting answers about what happened. And with the decision of this magnitude, people are really left scratching their heads.
Right. Jess Clark reported WFPL News in Louisville. Thank you.
Thank you.